Welcome to episode 373 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time listening to this show, let me explain what this show is like. It's a lot like going to Disney World in the middle of a pandemic. You know how it goes. You're an idiot for doing so. You know? I mean, that's essentially it. Are you that hard up for entertainment that you'll sacrifice yourself and your family for a day of joy? Well, thanks for listening and sacrificing it all. You're a true hero. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who are at the park on reopening day at Disney.
I'm Doug.
Before I say I'm Kevin, Jeremy, show us your wrist. What do you got? You got a stamp from Disneyland over the weekend, didn't you go?
No, it's my tattoos, man.
I'm sorry? The other wrist?
The other wrist.
Show us your other left wrist.
The inside of your wrist.
Oh, no. You're not going to get me on that one. Disney doesn't issue those.
How do you know?
Yeah.
I don't.
You'd only know if you whip.
Oh, he's got a honey. See? He's drinking out of the honey pot.
No, I didn't pick this up from Disney. What a ridiculous situation everyone's in, huh? When it comes to that park, Hong Kong just shut down, reshut down the Disney. And I'm so surprised that Florida is still open, which is just crazy.
Especially in the midst of the, like, them every day record numbers.
Mm-hmm. Outdoing themselves every day. They're in a race with themselves at this point, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. It's really crazy. But in better news, guess what I did today?
Went to Disney.
No, I don't live in Florida. Oh, shit.
I need to see your driver's license and a recent water bill, please.
What am I trying to get my license? I put in my own do-it-yourself alarm system. Because I did have, okay, so I went with a...
Cans and string.
Yeah. And I got a bow with a tripwire. It's real crazy. But, no, I did have one of those. For the last 10 years, I've had a system like ADT and shit like that. And we used it, but it costs us a fortune, a small fortune. Like, close to $50 a month is what we were paying. And then we started looking into it, and we're like, all right, well, how can we get this down? And my contract just went up, went over, but they never called me and told me. So, but what they did was, my credit card got compromised, a couple months ago, and I forgot to change over the auto pay for the alarm system. And so when I talked to them, I asked them, I said, hey, when's my contract up? And they told me, oh, well, it was up a couple months ago, but, we auto-renewed you for a year. And I was like, I'm sorry, you did what? Yeah. It's in the contract. We can do that. We can auto-renew you. Now, we could do it for 5 years, but we decided to help you out and just do it for one. That's what we do. And I went, can I see this contract? And they were like, sure. So they emailed it over to me. I shit you not. I did not know they were overcharging me $10 a month for the last 4 years. And so I brought this up to them because I asked to get out of my contract, and they're like, no, sorry, we don't do that. You'll have to pay it all out. I said, okay. So I was looking at it. I was like, oh, I'm not being charged this amount. I'm being overcharged. So I raised hell. They are sending me a check for the last 4 years. They canceled my contract. And that's what started me looking into how can I make this cheaper? So I went with Ring, because it's $100 a year, and I already paid that because I have a couple cameras and the front door cam, the Ring doorbell. And so for me, it was just the cost of the system. And now I'm up $500 a year. So it was pretty cool. I like it. It's a good system.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was kind of scared at first because they sell these like the things that you put on your windows and everything, the sensors, if you don't already have it pre-wired, they're big and bulky and run off battery. And I was like, I'm not getting into that. But then I saw that they actually sell a retrofit for the wired houses, which mine is. And all you do is replug them into the new system and you're golden. And I was like, fucking right, man. So
that's awesome.
We did that. Yeah, it was cool. That's cool. Man. It's whatever. What you guys been doing?
Nothing. Ed says, nice. Daddy has got some extra money.
Hell yeah.
Don't know why he's calling you daddy.
Well, that's...
That's weird.
That's not as weird if you heard the story.
Yep.
Hey, anyways, if you guys are... you guys enjoy what you're hearing and you want to know more and you want to hear more, you can always go over to our website at www.the8bitgeek.com where you can find links to a ton of things. You can find links to the live show where you can see how long my hair has gotten. And Doug's. Doug, show the people how long your hair is.
Oh, man, I don't take my hat off.
Just, you know, it's for the people. They're asking for it.
Are they?
Yeah, you can see it in the chat.
See? Real double lock going on.
Yeah. See, the chat's asking.
That's you in the chat asking.
Still the chat.
He's not. Yeah, that's semantics, but it works.
You can also find links to our show and wherever you listen to podcasts, they'll link you right through there. Also, we have a link to our Discord if you want to join up and talk to everybody on the Discord. We're on there. You can ask us questions or just chit chat, say hi and all that, and tell us your experience with the show and why you listen and meet some new friends and all that schnizzle. Then we have a link to our Patreon. If you're looking to get extra content, we do a daily show over there for as little as $5 a month. You can get all the good stuff, 5 days a week of 8-bit geek and pre-show, post-show, and some other cool stuff that we put there. So join up today. Help us reach the stars. We're going to put a satellite up there so everyone can hear us at all times. We appreciate you. And Doug's going to read off some names now because we said we were going to do that last week. We said we were going to read names. Doug is not prepared.
No, because he didn't remind me before we started recording. So, no, I'm not even logged in.
Well, that's Kevin's job.
To do what?
To remind him.
Oh, Doug, it's got to read off the names next week. don't say I didn't remind you.
Nice. Let's see if I can even get logged in. Okay, good. Okay, hold on. Now I got to get to the right page.
There's nothing like...
Play the intermission song.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Waiting for the Patreon.
Oh. Audio Jungle.
Kevin's got a big old schlong.
Audio Jungle.
Doug is getting right. On his bike tonight. Bow, 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 bow. And Jer sings like a dog. Come on and now sing along. We got audio the jungle. 8-bit geek looking chic because we're waiting on Doug to serve us some cheese.
And then the berry blue jeans came in with 1,000 gems. He shared rewards to 25 others in chat.
They're called bits, Kev. How?
Whatever. Get off my back.
I've only been.
If you're gonna come back, come back with a rap.
We've only been doing it for 4 years on Twitch. Oh my goodness! So 1,000 bits have come in and says, "You should let Sean read the list."
All right. Hold on. Let me get Sean. Whoa, my camera went out of focus.
Yeah,
all
your
right.
Camera's like, yeah, let's find Sean. Focus on the room.
I fucked it up. That was the transition to Sean. Like, that was the, like, fade out, fade in.
What's up, fellas? Oh, Sean, I haven't seen you in forever.
Sean? Here we go. We're going to read some names.
Wait, what? You haven't even, you're not even going to say hi to us, have an intro talk, nothing?
I thought you wanted me to do this thing, and that's the only reason why I'm here. I was paid 1,000 bits to do it.
But you haven't seen us in ages, and you just want to jump on the train?
Well, that is what I'm here for.
Okay, then. Take it away.
It's a paying gig, man. Don't knock the hustle, Jer.
All right. Just miss you, that's all.
Oh. We can talk after. Let's get this over with. First, I've got Auden and Brett and Carl and Caleb and David and Doug's favorite Brit and Dr. Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
Dr. Roxo, Draven Holt, Drew Johnson, Ed, Eric, a.k.a. Kame, Floor Salami, Geek Garage.
Thanks.
Shut up.
Grunwald Shotgun.
Yes! A little inside, I know.
Grunwald fucking joined. Or no, just his shotgun did.
Just his shotgun.
And he's been one for a while.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, it's probably Larry.
Yeah, good job, Larry. Awesome.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Big shout out.
Hall Fierce. Jeremy Hanna.
Okay, another shout out.
Jonathan Joshy Boo. June Lovebat. Kev makes me hard.
Yeah, I do.
Sorry. The hard is all in caps. Kevin's son Carmen, Crassy, Leonard, Link, Lucy, mandatory username, Manuel, Norm the Storm, not Chad, Pete, Potenko Prime, Ragey, Random. Sorry, I'm assuming that's Rachy. I don't know. We don't have a lot of Rachels, yeah. I guess. I was assuming that was Rachy. Random, Rex, Robert, another Robert, Robert Star Citizen, Ryan, Stevie Cuss, the Majestic Goose, totally not a spy, Travis, Tyler, Wheatley, Windrus, who the fuck is Kenny, and Zaylin.
All right.
Nice. Thank you, everybody. You guys are all awesome.
So, you still there, Sean?
Yeah, what's up?
What you been up to lately?
You know, the normal. This and that. And my misconnection game has drastically declined due to quarantine.
Right. I was going to ask you, how are you doing with shopping with the ladies?
Not great.
Just window shopping at this point?
Nope, it's all shut down.
Not actually going into the store?
Yep, I mean, I've been doing all my shopping online. 3 different neighborhood Walmarts banned me because I kept hitting on the people loading my car.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It's been rough. I'm also not allowed to order from Uber Eats or DoorDash anymore.
Oh,
or Grubhub for the very same reason. Apparently, you're not supposed to answer the door naked.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I was hoping for like a pizza man sort of porn sort of scenario. You know what I mean? Where it's like someone shows up with the food and then, you know.
You pay with your penis.
Exactly. Nope. And they wouldn't even accept it as a tip.
Or
wouldn't
just
accept my tip,
the tip
for a tip.
Well, so. Best of luck to you, Sean. I hope that things look up.
See you, bud.
Me too. It's been a lonely, lonely 4 months now.
Well, give me a call. I'll come over. I'll have Marky come keep you company.
Sounds like a deal.
All right. Bye, Sean.
Bye.
All right. Let's get into the show. Let's do some Amazon adventures where we read off funny and sometimes serious, but always silly reviews. From Amazon, brought to you by Amazon, but not a sponsor. What do you got this week for us, Doug?
Oh, shit, it's still me. I didn't actually leave. Fuck y'all. Here I come.
Oh, Sean, you're going to do this?
Double dose.
This one is for the movie The Wolf of Wall Street. My favorite movie. It was literally the playbook of my life.
Oh, okay.
Just doing lots of cocaine and Quaaludes and... failing to bang Margot Robbie. So that's what I've been up to. I'm like Will Smith. Am I right, guys?
Anybody all right, yeah.
Just the no. king. Just the king. The king.
Yep.
Anyway, so for The Wolf of Wall Street, listen, so I originally picked this up thinking it was another movie. So I originally gave it 1 star.
Mm-hmm.
It's a verified purchase. Beware, not a nature documentary. I figured with the title, it was a documentary about how urbanization is affecting wildlife. But no, it's about a scumbag that does a bunch of drugs and has a boat. And then I watched it again and I went, what a life.
What a life. I'm going to model my entire existence off of this.
Do a bunch of drugs with Jonah Hill. Sounds great.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thanks, Sean.
All right. Speaking of, I got to go now. Now I got to go do those Quaaludes that I bought from my great grandmother that she's been storing since the late 80s.
We just want to let it be known that we here at 8-Bit, we don't support drug use.
Bullshit!
All right, mine is going to be for a lawnmower blade.
Hey, everybody, what's up?
Oh, shit.
I don't know who this is.
Boomtastic. They call me Boomtastic.
What?
Yeah, that's the name that my friends gave me. It's Boomtastic. A lot of people call me Boomer though for some reason. That's not the name, though. It's Boomtastic. You can start with a boom, and then the last name you could just say is Tastic. Boom, do you get it? Boomtastic. Anyway, let me get on with my review. It's a 5-star. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars.
You've gone Cajun.
I know. Well, I tell you, down in the bayou.
Like I heard it all evolve or devolve. It was. Oh, that was good.
It's like my Craftsman found Viagra. My 17-year-old Craftsman LT-1000. That's a fucking mean son of a bitch.
Oh, God.
Wasn't quite mulching the yard like it used to. Maybe it was the years of tree limbs I had previously run over, or the summers of tall grass growing in the neighbor's yard that was taking its toll on the old blades. I knew that some replacements were in order. When I took them off, they were skinnier and thinner than my take-home pay. So I read the reviews and figured it was time to try these. Since the price was right, I didn't get any strange noises when they were spinning like the others reporting, unless you count me giggling like a little girl as I was running wide open in sixth gear on the deck height number 2, cutting 3 weeks of overgrown lawn without any issues. Damn, my dick gets hard.
Oh, my.
Hey, I have to rebuild the cutting deck. Then get belts and stuff. Don't judge me. Oh, yes. And let it be known that these blades are some cutting mothers. They transform my life of a dull ride around the yard into something legends are made of. The neighbors come out and watch. It was amazing. Buy these and put them on your American-made muscle mower. Transform your gas-guzzling, grass-mulching, sexy machine into the envy of your neighborhood. 201 American people found this helpful. Boomtastic, signing off.
Oh, that was bad. Oh, God. You took so many regional dialects with that. Mm-hmm.
Listen, he's from a lot of places. What can I say? He's all American, Kev.
I see. Took that literally. He is America.
What do you got, Kev?
Well, my name is Eric, I'm giving a 5-star verified purchase for a little Sebastian shirt, apparently, because I says little Sebastian, oh, rest in peace, is my savior. Mm-hmm. Now, I was in a deep depression for 5 years when I came across this shirt during a drunken internet binge and trying to forget my husband. Not once, little Sebastian's eyes pierced through the fog of my misery, and I swear I heard him speak straight at me saying, "You are not alone." I bought the shirt immediately. Sorry, I lost my place. And upon receiving it, I have not taken it off. Thanks to my constant companionship of my newfound friend, I've turned my life around. With a high-paying job in my field, time to travel the world, and a new group of friends that challenges me to be a better person, and all because of that t-shirt that whispers to me at night and will not come off no matter how hard I try. 10 out of 10, would recommend. Mm-hmm. 5,000 candles in the wind. Found this helpful.
We're all just dust in the wind.
Bye-bye, little Sebastian. Everybody in the chat, sing along. And wave your arms. There's got to be at least one of the 14 people here.
Yeah.
Guys?
Yeah. Sorry, Jeff, who asked, Little Sebastian, the miniature horse from Parks and Rec? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The one and only.
Yeah, there's only one.
Do you know any others?
So, listen, guys, we reported a couple weeks ago that AMC was like, a couple weeks away, a month away, 6 months away from dying. They said that if theaters don't open, we're going under. End quote. And this week, we've got some good news. They've reached a new debt agreement to stay afloat through 2021. So AMC is not going away, which is really great. They'll still be around and to serve up your movies when this whole thing is over. They're going to be up to their asses in debt, but they'll still be here. So I guess that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
man, it really sucks because theaters really are like all these smaller chains and everything are definitely going to close down. We're starting to see that, in kind of the same area where restaurants are starting to close their doors. And soon after that, these bigger companies like these theater chains are definitely going to get gobbled up and we're going to see the smaller ones that can't survive be gone. And that's a sad thing because then there'll be no one to challenge the overlords of AMC and Cinemark.
Yep.
Yeah. But it sucks to see Alamo, we talked about last week, what they had to go through. So, I mean, that one hurts out of all of them because I think Alamo was doing, they thought they were doing it right. We thought they were doing it right. It's just,
I still think that they're doing it right. It's just the fact that now, since it's been 4 months, they're like, all right, well, now we really have to go into conservative mode. They haven't announced that they're in danger of anything. It's just the fact that now they're trying to plug the holes of hemorrhaging all of the money from all the employees in the payroll. So Now they are going, essentially what a computer would do is just go into sleep mode. like they have enough capital to pay the rent on all the buildings and they'll wait until this whole thing blows over and then they'll hire everybody back or hire new staff and stuff. But yeah, right now they're just chugging along with what they can, which I mean, they're doing better and more than Quibi. I can tell you that.
Oh, no. Quibi.
Quibi's back in the news.
Quibi is back in the news. Kev, drop the Quibi intro.
Quibi. 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 Audio. Jungle. Audio. Audio. Quibi. It really mixes in there toward the end.
That's it. Yeah, that's a
beautiful. They really don't want you to use that beat without paying.
That's a beautiful intro. Quibi has lost 90% of its launch users after their 3-month trial expired. Do you know why? Because nobody wants to watch 5-minute episodes of TV shows.
Yep. You don't want to pay like $10 a month for it.
Right? God. Stupid. It's
just dumb.
That's fucking hilarious.
They only have 72,000 users remaining.
Ooh. Ouch.
Yep. They were hoping to land 7.5 million subscribers in the first year.
Woof.
Woof.
Well, hate to break that one to you.
Yep. Executives are taking a 10% pay cut to stay afloat.
Oh,
How much did they spend making billions of dollars making this company?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it goes to show that you can't just throw money at something and to make it a thing.
Yeah, Bloomberg proved that fucking point. politics. Sorry.
That was a good one, Kev.
It's out of left field there. Sorry.
That was a good one. Okay, so NBC is back in the news and reporting on the cock. They are creating a 24-hour version of Today for the Peacock.
To clarify, the TV show, Today.
No.
Today, I'm not today. No cock today.
I've already lived today's 24 hours. I don't need to do it again.
Yeah, so today is going to be all day, every day, 24 hours a day. It'll feature 4 6-hour blocks of content. It'll offer a mix of recent segments as well as original shows with the current Today hosts. Yay.
I just want them to put Al Roker on at weird times of the night just to start yelling at people. Like, just get him a bunch of coffee before he goes on. Wake up!
What was that show with the comedian at night? He went around drinking coffee and walking the streets of New York.
David Tell.
Yeah.
Up all night.
Just up all night. That's it. Just do that with Al Roker.
Hell yeah. I would love that. Just get him. But I don't know if there's mean streets of Brooklyn anymore or anything like that. I think New York's pretty gentrified. I don't think it's going to be like Dave Attell's show.
But Batman is back in the news because they're relaunching Gotham, essentially, I guess, pretty much. They've announced that the Batman is going to get the... Okay, so the Batman the movie... Sorry, it's not... It's not the Batman the movie. The Batman the movie director is putting together a Gotham Police TV series at HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be based on, you know, the corruption and the world of Gotham from the police perspective and stuff.
Come on, what's the Batman?
It's all right, right?
They had to have known they were ripping off Gotham.
I don't know. I mean, Gotham was really focused on the villains as well. I mean, but how do you not focus on the villains?
It was also focused on the police. It was fucking, what's his name?
I know, but kind of a bad time to also do a police drama, right?
I don't know.
I guess since it's set in a fake world of Gotham, maybe it's okay.
Also, they're corrupt police, so, I mean.
Yeah, true.
It's just like what we're seeing anyways.
That's fair.
Okay, so Jeffrey Wright from, I mean, fuck kind of stuff, like Westworld, kind of played Bernard.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that's playing. Oh, yeah. He's in the Batman. He is Commissioner Gordon.
Is he going to be Commissioner Gordon for the TV series?
I would have to assume so. Now, is it going to be...
Interconnected?
It's supposed to connect. Mm-hmm. That's why Matt Reeves is involved. This is supposed to be like DC's first, you know, like, let's connect everything. Finally. And,
Oh, yeah, it says ultimately launch... This show will be ultimately launching a new Batman universe across multiple platforms.
Yeah. But will it be like Gotham, and will it just follow
Jim Gordon?
Jim Gordon, exactly. Huh. Because, I mean, the dude already works. I mean, he's already worked for, I mean, HBO. He's on Westworld.
Mm-hmm. Why not, right?
Why not?
That'd be awesome.
He's an awesome actor, by the way. So I'm all for it. I am all for it. All right, so... Batman Forever has a 170-minute cut that is much darker in tone and more serious from Joel Schumacher. Do you guys buy that? Do you want that? Do you want that on? It's an extra 40 minutes than the theatrical cut of the movie. Do you want to see that on HBO Max? Do you want to see the darker Batman Forever?
Fuck yeah, I do.
I mean, yeah, why not?
Bring them all, right? Do it all.
Yeah, like if they have these alternate versions of these, like why not put them on HBO Max? It's the perfect platform for it. It's a get these movies out. Mm-hmm. Especially if the, you know, that's, we've talked about DC has the, and WB have the biggest problem of the studio getting involved in turning a movie into something that the fans don't necessarily like. And I think Joel Schumacher's run of Batman is proof of that. And so if there is a version of his movie that exists that is darker than, and I don't know, more intense and more serious, then yeah, I want to fucking see it. Mm-hmm. That being said, there is also the same thing I'll say about, like, you know, the Snyder cut. Like, let's not get our hopes up. Maybe it's not good. You know what I mean? Like, wait till we see it. Because that's the fear. It's like, oh, man, yeah, there's this, oh, this alternate cut that's the director's vision. Like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be the best one. And then you see it and you're like,
well, maybe it's not.
Maybe it's a good thing that the studio got involved. Yeah. We'll see.
Yes,
but
yes,
I want to see it.
Star Wars has announced that they're doing a new animated series, which I saw that Doug's first reaction was not excitement, but this one is called The Bad Batch. It's a spinoff from The Clone Wars, which everyone on Twitter is misreading and saying Bad Bitch.
It looks like Bad Bitch.
It looks like Bad Bitch.
Yeah.
But
I sent to the Saga chat and Kayla responded and he's like, I had to read that three times before I realized I didn't say Bad Bitch.
like letter placement or something about it. Because
it's not the lettering. Those are thick letters that is very clearly an A, but my brain reads it Bad Bitch. Yeah.
Doug, is there a reason why you don't care about this?
Okay, so in season 7, they introduced the Bad Batch, and the first 4 or 5 episodes, they have an entire arc to themselves. Well, not just to themselves. They also finish up a storyline from, like, season 5 or some shit, where, like, one of the clones has gone missing, what happened to him. They call in the Bad Batch, and these are, like, some clones who cloned wrong.
Okay.
And so they all look a little different, but they all have their own... like not special powers, but like abilities to a degree.
Okay.
So like one is a tank. He is like 2 feet taller than the rest and he's just a big motherfucker. What they remind me of is the Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
And also every 80s anything like hero. Like one of them literally looks like Snake Plissken or whatever from fucking Escape from LA or whatever. Like he's got the
beard. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, New York. He's got the fucking like bandana tied around his head, like thing or whatever. But there's like one that's like a sniper. And then there's a tech wizard one. And then there's the leader. And then there's the brute. And it's just like,
I'm looking at photos right now.
Right. It's just like every 80s kind of like trope for like a hero. With the Ninja Turtles all smashed into these clones.
Yeah, one's got the face painting with the teeth on the helmet. Am I looking at the right photo?
Probably.
One has like a sniper rifle. One is like almost like a mercenary kind of setup with dual handguns.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, which, okay, but here's another photo. I'm going to send it in. God, what's up with these small photos? There's a couple pictures with them without their helmets on, so you can kind of see what they look like. But yeah, they're just, I wasn't impressed with their arc as a whole. And so, here, I'm sending it in our chat. Whoops, everyone's going to see this as I upload this.
Boop, boop. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that definitely looks.
But that's the nerdy tech one right there in the front.
Obviously, right next to him is Raphael.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. Right, there's Raph. Well, but realistically, even with the right, that's Leonardo. He's the leader. Yeah. But then, there's Donatello.
So Michelangelo in the back there. And Raph is the big giant one. That's
a little crazy, too. I mean, it just was. It wasn't my favorite part. And so when we got away from that, and then we went and focused on Ahsoka and Ahsoka's story, and then her, adventure through episode 3, essentially, what she was doing while episode 3 was happening, that's when the show got good. But it was okay, I understand you guys want to finish off this open-ended storyline from a previous season that never got wrapped up, and then clearly it was a ploy to introduce everyone to these guys so they could give them their own fucking show. And it's just, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I was not invested in them in their episode. I don't know. And they're the clones hate them because they're fucked up mutants, essentially. And they're not like the rest of their brothers, and then they don't like the rest of the clones because of how they've been treated. And they're we're actually better than you because of our faults. Because
we're elite and we're different.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just, they did some cool stuff. They definitely had some really great action moments. But again, it was also just but where's the actual stuff that I care about? Where's Ahsoka? I saw her in the trailers. Where is she at?
Wouldn't you want, I can't. Why is Lucas so, and I'm not talking about George Lucas, I'm just talking about Lucas, the brand, the studio. Why are they so afraid to get away from things that they know?
Well, and so I feel like for a big part of it is that they were waiting for the movies to finish. They wanted to do the sequel trilogy and be done. That way, now they can go in and play with all the time that takes place, as well as after. Because they weren't really cement on a lot of the stuff that happened in between Return of the Jedi and that, as well as the events happening during the sequel trilogy, with the exception of maybe Resistance. But even Resistance was okay, so stuff's happening, but it's happening way out the fuck middle of nowhere. And you'll see some events happen from Force Awakens from afar, as they watch it happen or whatever. It was all disconnected. So I was hoping that with The Mandalorian and its success, as well as with how Rebels ended with Ahsoka and Sabine going to find Ezra, and then, there's talks of Sabine and Ahsoka being in The Mandalorian, that we'd finally get their spinoff show, and that they would kick that off with The Mandalorian, where it was y'all remember them? And then that would happen, and then they'd be boom, Ahsoka show's coming soon, where you get to watch her. Even if it's animated, you get to watch her and Sabine go find Ezra. And that may still happen, because that's still almost a year out. But I don't know. That's why I was I don't care about these guys. And I'm tired of the Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. We spent 7 years on it.
You know what animated show that I'm really excited about that is also in space? The new Star Trek animated show. I don't know if you guys watched the trailer or not to that, but that looks like a total fucking blast, and it looks like they took inspiration from Rick and Morty and were like, okay, well, how do we tone this down and still have that level of fun? And I'm all for it. I'm in. I don't know, you guys got to watch that trailer. I think you'd find it really 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 funny. It doesn't follow it's all comedy. It's not a total drama. It's a comedy show, and it's based on it's based on the people who work in the lower levels of the ship, and it's and just the grunt work that they have to do, body cleanup and no respect from the bridge and all that. And so it's a really cool premise, and it looks like a lot of it looks like a lot of fun. They have a full trailer out, so you should definitely watch it.
Nice. Okay.
I forgot the name of it. It's like Star Trek Underground, Star Trek
Lower Deck or something.
Lower
like that?
Deck, yeah. Star Trek Lower Deck. It's really funny. Sorry, I had to cough. All right. Let's jump into some gaming news, where Sony has invested $250 million for a minority stake in Epic. So take a guess without looking at the story. I don't know if it has it in there. But how much do you think that that buys you? How much do you think $250 million buys you at Epic?
5%.
Kev?
I was going to say like, I don't know, say 7.
1.2% of the company.
I almost joked and said 1, but I was like, it's going to be higher than that.
Now, let me remember when the Chinese company invested $300 million about 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Guess how much 5 years ago $300 million was in Epic?
50%.
40%. Fortnite, man. Fortnite did it, didn't it?
It prints money.
Yeah, it really does. So it's really crazy.
I can't wait to see Spider-Man in Fortnite.
Yeah. Yep. Why not?
It's going to happen.
Get a web-slinging weapon. That'd be cool.
They already have a few Marvel characters in there. And so they already work with Marvel. And now they've got Sony on board big time. So why not throw Spider-Man in there?
Yeah, well, that means we're also going to get whatever. If they design a new suit for him for the game, we're also going to see that in the Miles Morales DLC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the Fortnite suit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So far they've had Thanos. They've had
Captain America,
Deadpool. They've had Cage. They've had what's her name? Psylocke. And so they've and then on the DC side, they've already had Batman. They've had Harley Quinn
and Aquaman.
And Aquaman now. So they're doing a lot of cross promotion on all of that stuff. And it's selling too. I bought that Captain America. I didn't buy it at full price, but you know how much it was full price? $20.
Oof.
Yeah. That was a lot. I was like, nah. I was so pissed off because I never got the Batman skin. That's all I want. I want it to come back so bad. All right. So Sony has filed a new patent that hints at cloud-based backwards compatibility for the PS5. Which, I mean, okay, like it's all, I mean, essentially what do they do now, right? So with the PS4, like it's just a, you log into a data center and it boots up a PS3 when you remote. Yeah. It's just, you're remoting in to play those games with their PlayStation Now service. So, I'm guessing it would just be a streaming thing as well. I didn't read too much into it, but you can see from the images, if you search it up, they have the PS1, PS2, PS3 all subjected in the patent. So, you know, they're working towards getting all their stuff in there.
Yeah.
Because Xbox is just, you know, they've built it in mind now to where you could go back and play almost every fucking game. Not every game, but you know what I'm saying. All the good ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah, because you can some Xbox originals,
mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
So y'all know that this game called Valorant came out, right?
No,
I heard something about it.
Yeah, and I guess it's good, and it's free to play, and I think like it's still in alpha or beta or pre-access. I don't think it's officially launched, has it? I gotta look it up.
Not sure. Probably still in like beta access. I mean, how Fortnite just like got out of beta.
Let's see. Tactical shooter. I don't know. It may have fully launched. But anyways, it's free to play. But they just launched their first ultra skin set for one weapon. And they're charging $100 for it.
It's fully released June 2nd.
Fully released. Okay, so it's out in the wild. They essentially were like, yeah, like they put up their middle finger and they were like, come on, whales, come swim in our ocean. $100 for a skin.
They're like, hey, Star Citizen, how you do that though?
Yeah. They essentially were like, all right, well, let's go to the Star Citizen business school.
Yeah.
When I Googled Valorant, there's a Forbes article. It says, I regret spending $95 on the Valorant Elder Flame Dragon skins.
Yeah, as you should, you idiot.
Forbes, you idiot.
Because what, next week they're going to have another freaking $100 one? 20 is too much for the Valve, Fortnite skins. So you're jumping all the way up to 100 for this. I mean, people are going to buy it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Mo, let us know if you bought it. Let us know. It's ridiculous, though. I would never spend that kind of money on a...
Yeah, the person saying, like, so you get skins, I guess, for, like, all different weapon types or whatever, but, like, most people only pick up one weapon type, one or two weapon types. Like, you have, like, your preferred favorite, you know, and alts and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, but he's like, so I only use about two skins out of the entire bundle that you spend $100 on.
Good God. Yeah, no, thank you. You can keep it.
Yeah. Fuck solid that. Pass.
So we talked a little bit about this. We talked a whole lot about the whole Manic Monday was dedicated to it. But Devolver, and I wanted to mention it on this show because it was so cool. I don't know if either one of you got a chance to play it yet. I've played all the way through it. But Devolver made a free game, and it was about a canceled game convention. I already shared my thoughts on it, and I loved it. It's absolutely the best marketing I've ever seen a video game company do. Kev, did you try it yet?
Yeah, I played about half of it. I haven't finished it because I got distracted, but man, it was so fun. I mean, they give you a shirt gun as a weapon, and you have to take out like these security bots while you're navigating, an empty convention floor. And you get to see all the games in action. And the game, I mean, like you said this morning, like the game trailers, like really, it made me add a bunch to the wish list from it. You know, like, and they're super exciting. Like, I mean, there's some really good games on there. Carry On is coming to Xbox Game Pass. So we'll be able to play that on day one. So I'm super psyched. I already got that preloaded. But man, it's going to be super cool. I'm definitely, but this was really fun.
Yeah, it was, it's a blast. It's a blast. And, you know, there's a boss fight in it. There's and you get to tons of achievements and stuff like that. And we've said it all already. I don't need to say anymore. Go play it. Go get it. Yeah. It's on Steam for free. Lego is going to release. They did a terrible job. So Lego did a terrible job at keeping this a secret. They on Instagram, they showed off a teaser for a new NES console set, which looks so slick. And I guess they leaked the actual photos of it accidentally on another country's pre-order site. It's 2,646 pieces. It's the actual console with a controller, a cartridge, and a TV. And I guess the TV has a hand rotor on it. And it actually makes the scene fly by on the TV. I absolutely love it. They're expecting it to cost around $250 in the U.S. And it's I guess it goes on sale August 1st is the rumored date. I will be buying this. I will be putting it on my credit card. And there's nothing my wife can say about it. It'll be my third Lego set.
Bang on the door.
Yeah, she's like, give me that! But yeah, there's not many Lego sets that I want to keep in my collection. This absolutely is one of them. I mean, come on, I have the Nintendo controller tattooed on my fucking arm. So, it's all me. Guys, I got some bad news. You remember that whole Skull and Bones game? Nope. So Skull and Bones was announced the same time that the wonderful, amazing Sea of Thieves was announced. It was the same year. And Sea of Thieves has come. It stayed. Everyone loves it. And Skull and Bones went back to the ocean. I don't know what happened to it. They never made port. Well, it's been announced that they're rebooting the game. And it hasn't even come out yet. They're rebooting it to be more like Fortnite.
Oh.
It's going to be a live service game. They are they're taking it and completely reworking it. The head of the games have departed, and they've brought in new people to come and turn things around for it. It looks like they're trying to save a sinking ship. Huh? It's like
the QN
crickets.
It just sinking ship. Get it? Because the
edited crickets.
Chirp, 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 chirp. Yeah, we got it.
I know. I just had to make sure. So it looks like they were trying to find an identity. They couldn't find one with it, so they're changing it up. So there you go. They're making it approachable for a more casual demographic, as opposed to the competitiveness that the fans were expecting.
Were we expecting competitive?
I don't know.
I just remember I was like, oh, cool. They made an entire game based off of Assassin's Creed Black Flag. And
Yep.
Although I kind of want to play a game called Competitive Pirating now. That'd be pretty fun.
That would be. That brings us to the last story of the night, which is really awesome. I cannot wait. I don't think I'd ever say that for a flight simulator game, but... we're here to announce that Microsoft Flight Sim is launching on PC August 18th. And
oh, hell yeah.
You can preload right now on Xbox Game Pass.
Nice.
So,
you just sit there and just take up memory space for another month.
But... it only takes up 12 megabytes right now.
That's your queue.
Yeah. But you're in queue. So there you go. There's three different versions, standard, deluxe, and premium. There's a whole Excel spreadsheet of what you get in each one. The one on Xbox Game Pass is standard edition, which will be just fine. It comes with 20 planes and 30 airports. And the premium edition comes with 30 planes and 40 airports. But guess what, guys? Pretty sure I'm not going to need 30 airports to have my fun in this one.
You say that now.
I know. We're going to be like, come
the one airport that you've actually been to a million times.
I'm telling you what. Check in with us in September. All three of us have fucking flight sticks. We've got switches up above us installed. We're like, we got to get into this, man. Let's fly this those fucking plane
that you sit in and like you like rotate around.
Kevin's built his old tower. He's like, I don't like to fly the planes, but I'll bring you in, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've got like the road cone things. Like I'm pointing you guys in screen.
He's in VR, landing right here.
Hell yeah, that'd be dope.
It's gonna be
now. It looks gorgeous, though, man. It looks like a beautiful game. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
Now, how quickly into to playing are you gonna be like? Well, let's see what this plane can do.
Oh yeah,
the first flight.
The first flight, right?
Yeah.
Like you're like okay. I'm getting hang of the controls.
Inverted.
Let's see how close to the fucking ground I can get.
You're gonna be doing all this. You're like, can I clip a mountaintop?
Yeah.
Can I do it? Can I invert it, fly upside down with 6,000 souls on board? Let's do
what
it.
What plane are you?
Thousand people on it. What is it, Spirit Airlines?
Yeah. You just smash them in, man. What are you talking about? They sit on stacks and stacks on stacks.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, have you guys watched Upload yet?
No.
There is a part where someone takes a flight from LA or from New York to LA, and she gets on one of those like Spirit Airlines sort of flights that just crams many people in, and they are literally stacked on each other. There are people's feet hanging in front of her from the people that are in the seats above her.
Yeah, dude.
It is fucking hilarious.
Oh man.
Okay, but really I was like Spirit Airlines, you'd have to like sit on crates.
That's crazy. All right, well, that's the show. I hope that everybody enjoyed it. Stay tuned for the after party where you can ask us gentlemen some mild-mannered questions that we'll answer for you or get real fucking dirty. It doesn't matter. Till next week. I'm Jeremy. Don't shake your head at me.
Long name, Jeremy. Don't shake your head at me.
Yeah. I'm Doug.
Oh, and I'm the one who has the bad jokes with the sink. The ship is sinking. Get out of here, Kev.
I'm Kevin. And lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.